track three, and here are our headline stories. Community Skills Centre set to open. A community skills centre aimed at boosting the confidence and self-esteem of people struggling with mental health is launching in Newton Abbot this month. Based at the Hanbury Buildings on Bradley Lane, Teambridge Community Project will launch on Monday, October the 14th, between 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., with an open event where people can drop in to find out more about what is on offer. The Teambridge Community Project will offer a range of activities including arts, crafts, cooking, woodwork, hair, nails, digital skills and gardening. The centre is open to anyone, but is particularly aimed at providing opportunities for people who may be struggling with their mental health, adults with learning disabilities, and anyone not in employment, education or training, young people who are not in mainstream education, and anyone feeling isolated or lonely. Founders, Colette Palmer and her daughter Anna Lofthouse, are keen for the Teambridge Community Project to provide a safe, nurturing, enjoyable environment where people can learn new skills, try new projects and make meaningful connections. The opening comes just 5 months after Colette and Anna decided to set up the community interest company. Colette, who works for a similar provision in Torquay called Turning Heads, noticed there was a need for a similar provision in Newton Abbot. After speaking to one of the Turning Heads directors, she was encouraged to create the Teambridge Community Project. As well as offering space to learn and practice new skills, the centre has linked up with the Vicarage Field Community Garden so users can put their skills into practice working on maintenance projects, including restoring the pond and developing the sensory garden. The Teambridge Community Project also plans to open a social supermarket where those who are struggling can buy very low-cost food. Colette and Anna are in talks with partners so that in future they can offer numeracy and literacy qualifications, speech and language therapy services, parenting sessions and an after-school provision. 1 in 8 people struggle with their mental health, and social prescribers in Newton Abbot have been struggling to find places to refer their patients. The Teambridge Community Project aims to plug that gap.
Public vote rises to Like a Phoenix. Phoenix wins the vote in Sculpture Trail. A giant phoenix made from recycled wood, rubber and feathers was the public's favourite exhibit in this summer's Recycled Art Trail in Teignmouth. A phoenix rising from climate change, created by artists Amanda Lyons-Smith and Brian Taylor, symbolised resurrection, new life and hope in the battle to survive global warming and climate change. Over 400 people voted in the public awards, but this piece resonated with so many people and captured the hearts of our community and visitors, commented Teignmouth Recycled Art in the Landscape, that's Trail, organiser Sam Locke. Trail, which this year returned to the seafront for the first time since 2022, featured 13 sculptures created by professional artists, local schools and community groups, including over 1,500 young people. Your creativity has brought new life to the exhibition, and your enthusiasm is a true testament to the power of collaboration, Sam declared. This summer, Trail was viewed and appreciated by thousands of visitors. It's been heartwarming to see the community and visitors embrace the exhibition and to hear such positive feedback about having Trail back on the seafront where it belongs, she added. The Great Wave, created by children at Montgomery Primary School in Exeter, was awarded the Jurassic Gulf Community Award. The sculpture was inspired by the famous woodblock print Under the Wave at Kanagawa by Japanese artist Hokusai and created after the children learnt about marine plastic pollution in their seaside topic. Under the Wave also inspired the Make It Thursday group's sculpture, Reflective Waves, Balance of Nature, which won the Environmental Award. This award celebrates ingenuity in creating art from recycled materials and conveying a powerful environmental message. Make It Thursday is a weekly social crafting group that provides friendship and support for people with past and current caring roles. Another support group, Friday Time, which promotes mental health well-being through art, won the Tynmouth Art Society Artist Award for their Plastic Jellyfish, a Rubbish Meal installation. The group crocheted jellyfish from strips of plastic packaging to highlight how larger sea creatures such as turtles and dolphins often mistake plastic bags for jellyfish and end up dying after ingesting the plastic waste. Thanking all who contributed to this year's Trail exhibition, Sam noted, "Your talent and vision have made Trail an inspiring event for us all."
Volunteers wade in to clear waterway. Volunteers in Dawlish could be wading in to help improve the state of the brook it themselves. Town Councillor Scott Williams' proposal to create a trained volunteer force to clear the main waterways through the town was unanimously agreed by fellow town councillors. A Waterways Around Dawlish Environment volunteer group could now be set up to tackle minor maintenance and enhancement work to the brook from Tuck's Plot to Manor Gardens. An online petition to save the brook has already been signed by almost 2,000 people. Councillor Williams put forward the suggestion with detailed plans for how the scheme will work. The Wade Volunteer Group will operate under the Action on Climate in Teambridge organisation, and its experienced wardens will provide training, including water safety. Councillors also agreed that the Town Council will provide occasional financial help through grant funds to buy tools and equipment, pay for any relevant training and insurance premiums as needed. Volunteers will also be trained on the ecology of the brook and provided with tools to retrieve any flotsam and jetsam on the watercourse. Wade coordinators will also liaise with Teambridge Council, which is responsible for the brook. Volunteers will have to demonstrate they would put wildfowl nesting sites and water-based wildlife safety paramount. The campaign to clear the watercourse through the town has been gathering momentum over the last few months. The petition was the result of complaints about the large build-up of silt in the main part of the brook, which became known as the island in the stream. There are fears the lack of maintenance is causing a greater flood risk and has a negative impact on tourism. Supporters want action to have the area managed to ensure it remains the jewel in the crown of Dawlish. The Environment Agency classifies parts of Dawlish town centre to be in a flood risk area. A number of homes and commercial premises are already difficult or impossible to insure against flooding. The brook, which has 20 weirs and sluices along its length, was last dredged in 2013 when silt and other debris was removed in a bid to reduce the flooding risk.